Don't you just love the spring rain we had this morning? Spring is always a time where things just start getting fresh again, where the death that we experienced in winter starts to turn to new life. And so it is no coincidence that we celebrate Easter at this time, when the death of Christ gives way to the resurrection, to new life, to new spiritual life. And so the kids were right to notice the plants in the church today. And since Easter, hey, we don't allow real plants or plants at all in the church during the Lenten season to symbolize that dying, that sacrificing that we're all participating in. And then at Easter, we have this new life. And even, I love it because you buy these Easter lilies and they're not even blossoming quite yet. And then as the Easter season unfolds, today is the fifth Sunday now of Easter, that it continues to blossom and to beautify our church and to bring new life, the symbol of Easter. And so that's why we hear in the gospel today that even though this gospel, this isn't a story that Jesus told the disciples after he had resurrected, but it was something that he had told them before even his death and resurrection. And the church reminds us of it. See, after something significant happens, maybe even we lose a loved one, we often go back through their life. Do you remember that time when so-and-so said this or did this and how it changed our life, how it influenced us so much? And so that's what the gospel today is supposed to do, that we look back and go, oh, that's what Jesus meant. So the vine and the branches that we hear today is showing us that if we abide in Christ, how much fruit we can bear, how much we can do, how much good we can bring into the world. And so the gospel provides kind of three quick secrets to how we can produce fruit or abide in the vine, who is Jesus himself. So first of all, why do we want to bear fruit, right? Like, what do we care, hey? There's lots of, like, the lilies don't have fruit. They have flowers, but they don't, you know. So couldn't we just sit there at church and look pretty like a lily? Isn't that good enough? That's what I do up here. I just look good, hey? Or do we want to be fruit-bearing plants or trees? Well, why? What's the difference? Well, the fruits of the Holy Spirit is what Jesus is talking about. And if you remember them from your catechism class 300 years ago, peace, joy, patience, gentleness, kindness, self-control, charity, chastity, generosity, faithfulness. Who wouldn't want these fruits in their life? So how do we get them? How do we become that vine that produces them as opposed to just looking good every Sunday? Number one is to realize that as a branch connected to the vine of Christ, plants are always changing and growing. That if you leave a plant and you come back to it months later, that's what I do to my plants in the house. Forget about them for a winter, and then I go, oh, am I supposed to water those? It's going to change. And in that case, for the worse. But even if you do water a plant and you care for it, it's going to change for the better. Just like our faith. There's only one faith. Just like there's only one plant, you know, there's just a plant. But the way we see it, we grow in our faith. If you're praying today, this Easter, the same way you've prayed for the past 20 years, you're not growing in Christ. You're staying the same, which is withering. And our faith then becomes weaker. And we need our faith to change, to grow, in order to produce fruit. And our church too, like, you notice that there's things that change even in the church. The church stays always the same plant, but it looks different from season to season. You might even notice sometimes there's different choirs that sing from time to time. Number two, abide in me means that apart from the vine, we can do nothing. And so when we try to do things on our own without talking to God, without talking to the church, we're like a branch who says, you know what? I don't like being a tomato branch on a tomato vine. I'm going to start trying to produce strawberries. It doesn't go very well. And we don't produce fruits of joy and peace and patience, but we get frustrated. If you've ever been frustrated before trying to do something good, it might be because we've disconnected ourselves from others. Abide in prayer, in good works. Abide in the church and in our community and especially our families. Number three, and Jesus actually puts this first. If we're like a plant, we need to be pruned. If you don't prune a plant, it won't produce good fruit. So too do we need to be pruned. Do we need to cut out of our lives? And I know it's, again, it's not Lent anymore, but a little sacrifice is good for us these days. A little getting rid of all those things that don't produce good fruit, of going to confession. My friends, we want the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And to receive, we need to abide in the vine, who is Jesus Christ. We need to prune that which is not of God the Father in our lives, so we can grow in love, joy, patience, and peace, and all the fruits of the Holy Spirit.